Local health authorities are raising concern about a growing number of malnutrition cases in infants, prompting a call for better education and support for parents. Pediatrician Dr. Sharian Andrews from the Ministry of Health discussed the issue on NBC Radio, explaining that malnutrition in infants is not just about being severely underweight, but also about a lack of proper nutrients. She noted that many mothers are anxious, unsure if they are providing enough breast milk or formula, and some are even misguided, often by well-meaning relatives, on what should or should not be added to a baby's diet.
So malnutrition, as I mentioned, is quite broad. So when we think of malnutrition, we think of babies who are very wasted and thin. But because it's quite broad, it also includes babies who are probably not just getting the right nutrition. So we do have oftentimes there are mothers who may have a lot of questions. Am I giving enough? Should I be giving additional things to the breast milk or the formula feeds? Or this is what I'm doing in addition to. So we do have situations where, one, the parents are anxious about the adequacy of their feeds, but there are also some who are misinformed about what should be given. And unfortunately, whether it is because of the pressure of a grandmother who knows everything, so additional things are added to the diet that shouldn't be added. And unfortunately, we see that from time to time. And that is definitely one of the problems that we do see, whether it is privately or in the public setting.
As the ministry steps up efforts, Dr. Andrews emphasized the need for better community support and clear guidance on infant nutrition. She urged parents to rely on professional advice and regular health visits to ensure their babies thrive.
One of the signs that we look for would be inadequate or poor weight gain. So the good thing is, in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, they're regularly structured well baby visits, in which our nurses, or whether you go to your pediatrician, will be monitoring your weight gain. We have growth charts that we use to track the weight gain of a little one. So if the weight is not in keeping what we'd expect, that could be a good indicator that the baby's not getting enough. In some more extreme cases, we do have severe acute malnutrition, in which babies may have signs of marasmus or kwashiorkor. In marasmus, the babies are very wasted and thin, so they're not putting on weight. And then we have kwashiorkor, which is an interesting one because they have a significant decrease in their protein. They become edematous. So there's a lot of fluid that is building up underneath the skin. So their face looks chubby.
Right.
They look fat. And it's a belief that this baby is putting on weight, but this is not good weight gain. This is actually fluid that is accumulating because of the low protein.
Dr. Andrews also reassured parents not to panic if their baby is bigger, but emphasized that severe micronutrient deficiencies often show up as unique skin issues, dry, cracked, and scaly, unlike typical eczema. She stressed that regular baby visits are crucial, not only for monitoring weight gain, but also for raising any concerns directly with healthcare providers.
Not for parents to be concerned with every big baby. Usually with these babies as well, they have a very bad skin manifestation of their micronutrient deficiencies. So they'll have a very bad rash. And sometimes you hear that these babies are going around and the thought is that it's eczema. But what is unique about it is that the skin is usually dry, cracked, flaking, not the typical just dryness that you may have with eczema, and the pattern of it. And it's an addition to the fatty, chubby cheeks that you would see with protein malnutrition. So those are the unique cases, but definitely weight gain is something that we monitor. And that is something that we can easily see when the babies come to the well visit. So let us encourage strongly to ensure that you keep your visit so that your weight can be monitored. And if you have questions or concerns, these are great opportunities to ask the healthcare professionals, am I doing the right thing? Should this be included? What should I be doing? So keep your well child visits.
Pediatrician in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sharian Andrews. With today's special report, I am Gilon Brown.